What is up, everybody? Welcome to Improv is Dead. I'm Tim Lyons. Damien out sick today. He came to LA to do a local show, which you'll probably hear last week. We did an in-person one with Dan. We finally got Dan back for a day, and then he went home and he has a cough. So now I'm flying solo, but here with me as my guest today, you love him. You love to hear him on the pod. They've been on the pod before. We got Kyle Bethay and Becca Slack. Becca, Kyle, how we doing?
Doing good.
Good to have you back on.
Oh, thanks.
Good.
Happy to be here.
I'm also a little delay sick right now.
Yeah, but I'm also a little sick. I showed up just to kind of say that.
Rub it in
about,
his face.
You know, about Damien.
Yeah.
I made a commitment.
Sure.
And I showed up.
Good. I mean, that's when we appreciate that. How are you feeling? Are you good?
I'm absolutely fine.
Good. Perfect. You sound good. You don't sound sick. So that's great.
Thank you.
We have a scene, a prompt suggestion from one of our improv perverts in the Discord, and it'll get us started in our conversation today.
Okay.
HSK11, which is a screen name and not somebody's real name, I think, they ask, have you ever been scammed?
Hmm.
Have you ever been the victim of a scam in your life through your many years of living on this earth? I have.
Let's hear
I can
it.
Get it started if that's...
Yeah, get it started. Yeah. I think I've got one. Get us started.
So in Chicago, there's a thing called the Taste Chicago. It used to be much bigger than it is now. Now it's put on by the Park District. It's a little smaller. The blockage has gone down significantly. But the food is still very good. When I was a younger boy, I would go there. A friend of mine's mom worked at the Shedd Aquarium. And so we'd like go hang out at the Shedd Aquarium. And then we would go out to the Taste Chicago. And there was a guy who was asking us if we wanted to buy a Streetwise paper. Mm-hmm. You know, are you familiar with the publication? And we were like, well, yeah, we'll buy a Streetwise. He kind of gave us a story and we listened to it. And then he was like, it's $5. And so we said, okay. And my buddy only had 100 on him.
No.
So he's like, I only have 100. And the guy's like, not a problem. And he just in front of us basically just did an insane math problem. He's like, okay, so I'm gonna take the 100 and then here's 3 20s and then we'll take these 20s and I'll give you 5 back. It just like within moments of it all happening, he lost 100. I think he lost 100. I lost like 10 and then my buddy Rico lost 5. We all lost money because he was like, if we do it this way, like I can give this change, and then like we all just held money out and then he took off. Gone, like just gone, like a and my buddy was like, wait a minute, I just lost all my money. And we like tried to chase him down, but he was gone. He already had like a route where he just like,
oh my god,
I'm sure he disappeared into like a urinal or something like that, or
that's like an old school skit. They do that in have you seen the movie Paper Moon?
No.
They do that in that movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big.
That's where he learned it.
I used to sell. Yeah, well, I used to sell tickets too at the Taste Chicago. I ended up being a ticket seller. I was once a patron, and then I became a ticket seller. And a guy did try to scam me there, which I think I've told this story on the pod before. But he tried to use a counterfeit 50 on me, which, you know, at this point in my life, I probably would have been like, okay, that's fine. What, you know, whatever. But at that point you end up having to pay that $50 out. Like if you lose any money as a ticket seller, you have to like either all your ticket seller buddies have to huddle together and find that money. And like, if somebody like left change or something like that, or you have to pay it out. But the person that the guy was with, his girlfriend or friend or whatever, she came back and tried to pay again with another counterfeit 50. And I caught them.
Oh, man.
So I didn't have to pay it out. But I mean, I think he got into really big trouble, which, you know, I guess I feel bad about now. But at the time I was like, oh, thank God that $50. I don't have to pay that. I mean, it looked really fake, but I was reading a book. I was like looking down at a book, and you're supposed to keep the money up on the counter for specifically for that scam that that guy ran on us. You keep the money on the counter so that if you put it back under, they can't be like, I gave you 100 or I gave you a 20. You'd be like, no, the money's right here. It's under my rubber band. So that's a lot of scams going on in the world of ticket selling.
Both
to us and from us.
That's kind of messed up. You would have to pay it back, though. That's like the restaurant manager being like, they dine and dash. It's on you, which is not illegal. But
yeah, no, for this, it's 100%. Well, because typically you would be for that one, maybe I wouldn't have had to pay it out. But if you like give too many tickets or something like that, like if you accidentally rip off. Because these tickets were on books and you would rip them off, and if one stuck together, you'd be giving out a whole thing of tickets, which is like $70. So if you did that a couple times during the day on accident, you'd be kind of liable for it, unfortunately. Man. Yeah. That's the biz, baby.
That's the ticket biz.
Yeah.
I see why you left.
Anybody else got a good scam story? That's why I left, yeah. Not the pandemic that stopped tickets from being sold ever and all the apps and the virtual tickets going completely virtual.
I've got I don't know if an almost scam story is interesting because, you know, it's like I ducked it at the last second, but I was a target of one of those. If I feel like this is a known thing, so I'm saying one of those people pulling up to you in a van with like a lot of electronics and boxes, and they're like, hey man, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. So what they'll do is it'll look like a work van, like, you know, like a white painter van, construction carpenter van, and they pull up, and I'm gassing my car up, and this is like probably the main reason I didn't fall for it is because I was on the way to Indianapolis. I was getting ready to leave Cincinnati to go to Indianapolis to visit some friends. So I'm like at a gas station, like a mile, 2 miles from my parents' house. And I'm like filling up, and then the van pulls up and the guy's like, hey man, you need a stereo system? Of course. I'm like, no, what do you mean? And he's like, you're right. So it's like, they always have their story. And he's like, oh man, we work at this warehouse, you know, and, well, sometimes we get this surplus stuff and basically like, you know, nobody, you know, it fell off the truck, so to speak, nobody cares about it. So we're able to just sell it on our own time at a deep discount. And you're like, okay. And so you're obviously, it sounds crazy when you're describing it, right? After the fact. But then you're just like, not even though you're not really responding, they're like, continue, you know, like any scam, they just push forward. Mm-hmm. And he gets out and he opens the doors, and it's like boxed up, like studio, like speakers and like subwoofers and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's like, all this stuff goes. He's like, and they have like a fake catalog or something, and he pulls it out. And he's like, let me show you the system right here. And he's like, see, this thing goes for like $3,500. And he goes, but like, you know, since the way that we get the inventory got all messed up, like we'll give it to you for $300. And so then you're like, right? That's how they make it.
Yeah,
so you're like,
sweet deal.
What the fuck? Like 10%? Like maybe I need to think about this. And then they keep, you know, your heart, you're still not really saying anything. And he's like, and he goes, I'll open one up for you right now. You know, I shouldn't do this, but you can see the box is taped. And he pulls out his cutter and he like pull, and it's like, there's a speaker inside and it's like got styrofoam in there. And you're like, holy shit, this seems real. But of course, in the moment, and you're whatever, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like 19, but he's like, then anyways, he's like, hey, I get it, you know, it sounds too good to be true. I could, like, we can take it where, you know, if you live around here, we can set it up and I can show you that it works. And I was like, oh, no, no. Like, I'm not gonna take you to my parents' house.
Yeah,
set up a stereo system and see if it works. So then anyways, I'm just like, oh no, sorry, I'm going to Indianapolis, I gotta go. So I whatever, and he kept trying, and I left. And then like, yeah, later I looked into it on my own, and it's like there's companies, not companies in quotes, but it's like they make like basically like the speakers probably did work, but they're basically like gray market husks with like the cheapest components you could get, and the whole infrastructure is around creating a catalog and like graphics and stuff to print in a magazine so that it seems, and in a box that it comes in so that it seems legit. And it's probably worth, $25 and they get you to pay $350 for it.
Yeah. Matthew just said in the chat that there is a Wikipedia page dedicated to con artists of this type who call themselves speaker guys or speaker men. usually claimed to be working for speaker deliver installation company.
There you go. Yeah.
White van speaker scam.
White man speaker.
White man van speaker scam.
It was two rough looking white men indeed.
Yeah. That's that's wild. The idea that they're just like, let's come to your house. I don't even let anybody come into my house for like Facebook Marketplace stuff.
That was his.
Although I feel like the white man speaker van, that guy has now moved to the Facebook Marketplace. And you'll see, and all you have to do is check when they joined Facebook. If they joined Facebook in 2023, you can skip it. You don't even have to look at what they're selling, because it's like an iPad for like $100. And you're like, man, it sounds great.
Dang,
it's,
that sounds
and
nice.
The story is always like, got it as a gift, barely used it, works perfectly. Come to wherever to pick up. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to downtown LA to pick this up in like this seedy little area. So just for everyone who's a Facebook Marketplace freak, check the date on when they joined Facebook Marketplace. If it's in the 2020s to 24, you're probably good to skip it.
Skip it. It's good to know.
Yeah. Becca, you get any scam? You get scammed at all in your life?
Yes. The Facebook Marketplace made me think. I sold a couch on Facebook Marketplace and I Congrats. Think it was, for, thank you so much. I think it was for like, I said like 80 or something like that. And then when they came and got it, he was like, is 50 okay? And I was alone. And I was like, yeah. What am I going to be like? No, you put it, it's gone. Like, it's in your car now.
Yeah.
But that was just like a tiny scam. That was like, but that felt worse because it was like a like liberal arts student. Like a college kid.
Yeah, that's like, true. I mean, the haggle is, the haggle is supposed to happen in the messages.
Yeah.
When you get to the door, the price is set. I think that's what I mean. I'll do the hat. Like if I'm sending a message, I'll be like, if it's 150, I'll be like, would you take it for, or would you take 120?
Yeah.
And if they say yes, then I'm like, that's the price I'll pay you when I get there. I think that's only fair.
So that felt bad. But the other one, I feel like this happens in Chicago all the time, or it used to. But I do think people have like put it on the internet, like, hey, like this is a scam that happens, where people will be like, I'm stranded here. Like I live in the suburbs. Can I just like get however much money? And then like my phone's dead. I will like, I'll pay you back. And I think I had just moved. Mm-hmm. To Chicago, and it was like a couple, so like you felt safer. I think they got like $10 off me.
Not bad.
Yeah,
$10 ain't nothing for a college student.
There was a guy on Ohio State's campus who had somehow acquired like, I don't know, 7 to 10 employee shirts, like Walmart, Walgreens, like with a logo and a polo, and he would appear. You'd see him every couple, 2 or 3 weeks, like around your dorms. And the first time you'd believe him, he's like, "Hey, I work at the Walgreens, you know." And there was one, you know, like half a mile away, and he's like, "Car broke down. Like, you know, my wife was picking me up. I just need some gas money." And then you're like, "Oh yeah, here's a buck." Since he's in a Walgreens uniform. I mean,
he's
2 weeks later,
he's trying to get to
he's
work.
In a Walmart shirt, and he's like, "Hey, I was just working at the Walmart." Well, then it kind of became funny because I'm like, "Where is he getting all these shirts?"
Yeah, there was a one outside of there was a guy outside of IO one time who was like, he had like an inhaler and he's like, "Hey, I'm trying to get like my medication, like the inhaler medication." I was like, "I don't have any money." The first time I heard it, I was just like, "Well, that's a bummer. I don't have any money on me, but you know, I'm sorry." And then very shortly after, I was in a different part of town. It wasn't the same guy, but the same story, like the same, I was like, not possible. It's not possible that this happened to me twice. So I'm like, somebody's passing around an inhaler. They have an inhaler. And this is the story that's being told. So they're out there, you know, but give them some cash if you can, because regardless, if you're running a scam, you need the money anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some improv based off of our scams. Anybody got a scene idea based on some of the stuff we just chatted about? We had Taste Chicago scam. We had Speaker Man Van. I mean, I feel like something has to go with that.
How about Tim, you're in first class. You got upgraded for the first time ever, free upgrade to first class, mm-hmm. on a flight. And Becca's approaching you as a passenger from coach, and you know, she's you know, would like to trade seats with you for some reason. I don't know.
Sounds good.
And there you go, sir. Seat 2D.
Wow. Wow. Front of the plane, huh?
That's right. We'll be back in a minute for a pre-takeoff drink order.
Yeah. Is it true that if the plane crashes, the captains try and protect themselves? So they usually pull up hard, and so the back of the plane usually goes?
Well, we're really not supposed to talk about
you
a plane crash on the, as we're
I'm
sitting on the gate
me.
Here, but it's between you and I, yes, in the event of a crash, the front third of the plane is most likely to have the most survivors.
I freaking
but
knew it. I
knew
it.
Don't repeat that.
I won't.
All right, we'll be back in a moment.
Thank you. Is there a menu? Sorry.
Oh, yes, I'll get that for you. 1 second.
Thank you.
Can I put my bag above you? Is that okay? Sir?
Yes. Yeah.
You're not using that overhead
above
space?
Above me?
You're not using that overhead space?
Yeah, I'm not. I might end up using it later, though, during the flight, just in case. You know, they give you a lot of stuff up here.
Oh, yeah. I've never been in first class.
Me neither. It's pretty cool, right?
I don't know. I've never been in it, so you'll have to tell me.
Oh, you're not in first class.
No, my ticket, let me check.
Oh.
80D.
80D?
Yeah, so I'm going to guess that's pretty far back, but it seems really, yeah. It's really crowded back there. I looked, there's no bin space.
Bet.
So let me just pop this
typically
up.
Typically, I mean, okay, yeah, that's fine. I take pity on you. Yeah, you can throw it up there if you want.
Ow. Oh my god. Oh, my stitches are ripping. Ow. Oh my god.
All right, let me help you.
Oh, sorry. That's so embarrassing. Did you see that?
What happened? Ouch. No, I mean, I did. Yeah, they burst.
Oh my god, that's so embarrassing.
You're wearing a white shirt. They just burst open. It was like a squib.
And I'm wearing white. How? Oh, this is so bad.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I just had a major surgery. I don't want to talk about it, but
that actually burst like a squib in a movie.
Here's the menu for you, sir. Oh,
thank you.
Ma'am, are you
do you think I could get a napkin
okay?
And a wet wipe?
My gosh, yeah. Yeah, wet wipe and a napkin. Yeah. I'll be right back. Are you just please. Here. Just have a seat right here. The seat's open for now. Just one
oh,
just give me
you.
1 second.
Thank you so much.
Well, the seat was open because I was standing because I was helping you. But yeah, you can have it. You can sit in my seat.
Just for a second. I'm just in so
that's fine.
Much excruciating pain. It's,
What was the surgery? Sorry, you were mentioning the surgery. What happened?
That's really personal. We just met. That's so.
Invasive.
Right.
No, I was just trying to make light conversation.
Make light of my surgery? Is that what you just said?
Not make light of
You're
it. Make, make a light conversation observation.
You are.
Hey, I'm sorry to. I don't mean to eavesdrop, man, but that's not cool. So I should leave the young woman alone.
Thank you, sir.
About medical history. Sorry,
no,
none
I'm
of my business over here. I'm over here.
No, thank you. Thank
business.
You. Finally,
you're fine.
A concerned citizen.
Yeah. No, I apologize.
Okay, I'm feeling better. I could probably get up. In a second here.
Okay. Well, if you're feeling any kind of lightheadedness or anything, we could just wait for the napkin, the wet nap to get back.
Yeah, But if you, if you're feeling a little tired, why don't you hold on to my ticket?
Sure.
So that if you just need to sit for a second, you could go back and sit. And then we'll switch.
To ADD?
ADD, yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if it comes to that. We can do that. But
all right.
Now,
here's the wet nap and the napkin for you.
Thank you so much.
And how are you feeling? Are you feeling faint? Anything?
Yeah, I'm feeling faint. I'm feeling lightheaded. Okay. I'm feeling persecuted.
Oh, okay.
Persecuted.
Yeah.
Persecuted. Is there, well, let me ask you this, cause we are backing out from the gate right now, so this is sort of point of no return. If we need to if we need to return to the gate and get you medical attention, we'll have to do that, but, and we're prepared to do that, but I'm just letting you know, we'll have to
I would hate to inconvenience anyone. Okay. I think I just need to sit
As long as you're sure.
Yeah, I just need to sit in this seat where I'm sitting right now for about...
I think that's real brave. I think that's real brave, little lady.
Thank you.
I think that's very brave of you to do that.
Thank you, sir.
If we weren't on a plane, I'd give you a standing ovation. That's very brave.
Wow.
Yeah, I do appreciate it. I know I, for one, have got business in Dallas, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know... I have like an endless.
We'd hate to be late, so that's a very brave thing you just did.
Coming from a soldier like you,
bleeding,
sir.
You're bleeding real bad.
That means a lot.
Oh, I thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And you got to go on quick, huh? Active military.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I got the veterans discount.
Yeah. But if I can just sit here for 10 minutes while we take off,
I get to go on before the families.
I saw that. I saw you push a family out of the way.
I go on before the kids, and I go on before the people in the wheelchairs.
Can I ask you a question? Are you active right now? Are you headed to a base or?
Nope.
You're just in the uniform?
Comic-Con.
I don't think you're supposed to be in the uniform.
Yeah, I'm going to Comic-Con. I'm cosplaying as myself.
Well, okay, all right. Well,
it's not Stolen Valor if he actually did it, if he actually lived it.
Their own. All right, I'm going to have to ask everybody. Sir, I'm so sorry, but if you wouldn't mind just temporarily, because we're getting ready to take off here.
Temporarily.
If you could just, where was your seat, ma'am?
You want to go to ADD?
If you could just take temporarily, we'll get everything sorted once we take off, but we are quite a bit of congestion on the runway today, so we need to get our place in line and get going. I couldn't possibly ask her to walk to the back of the plane in this state. You understand?
Of course, yeah. Well, when the seatbelt signs come off, I'll come back up and we can.
Yeah, we'll figure.
Defense,
don't worry,
okay?
We'll figure this out. We'll get everything situated.
Okay. In like 30 right. to 80 minutes, I'll probably be fine.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it and just right back. Right, yeah, it's gonna be back there.
Go back to ADD.
Oh wait, can I just grab your ticket just in case anybody asks me?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good idea. I'm not the only flight attendant, so I don't want to mix.
In case the other flight attendant comes by, I don't want her to think I was.
Sure.
Doing anything.
Yeah. That, no, that's the. You're right here. Here.
Thanks.
Take it. All right, going to ADD. Oh my God, it looks like a still image from Ren and Stimpy back here. Oh God.
Can I help
Excuse
you, man?
Me, sorry. Yeah, I'm heading back to ADD.
ADD?
ADD, yeah.
Okay, well.
Can you, what are you, planking across the aisle? Can I get past you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in my, my doctor said I gotta get my blood flow going in my legs and stuff. Okay. Whole body I do a pressure change, so.
All right, well, I just need to get, I'll guess I'll limbo underneath you. Excuse me. Oh my God, it's so hot back here. Is the engine back here? It's so hot. ADD, okay, here it is. Can I put my little bag up here? Is this space
I think there's
open?
Room under the seat. I think there's room under the seat. Are you ADD?
I'm ADD, yeah.
Okay, I'm ADE.
Yeah. Oh, ADE, hi. Nice
yeah,
to meet
hi.
You.
Hey, would you? Hey, you're ADD.
I'm ADD. Yeah.
Hey, that's my girlfriend. Do you mind if we sit next? She's E.
Yeah.
I'm over here
in
A. Do you think you could switch? It's a window seat.
It's a window
seat. Better than an aisle.
That's not true.
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
You think that, but you always want the aisle as an adult.
Listen, man, it's my girlfriend. All right, we're flying home. We're flying home to meet her parents. You know, it's big week for us.
Yeah, it's just, it's not really my, I'm not actually going to be sitting here the entire flight. I have a first class ticket.
Okay. I'll take that one then.
Me too. I have a first class. I'm actually the pilot. I don't know what I'm doing.
She's a pilot, dude.
Well, I actually do have a first class ticket. I got upgraded.
Okay, let me see it. Let me see it. Yeah, that says ADD.
That says ADD.
I switched tickets with the woman who has my seat.
Hey, man,
Let me get that ticket, man.
Look, check this out. ADD ticket? A's better than D. You want an A in class, not a D.
All right, well, fine. So you two can sit together. But just so you know, in about 30 minutes, I'm going to ask you to move so that I can... Or I'll ask these two people to move so that I can move.
Definitely. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, no problem, dude. Here we go. Switch it up. Okay. Excuse me.
Sorry, thank you.
Oh, finally. Man.
Okay. All right. This is fine. I think you're supposed to have your tray table up for the takeoff, sir. And I want to...
What?
I'm not trying to be a narc.
Huh?
It looks like you put a movie on and immediately fell asleep. For the takeoff, you have to have your laptop closed and your tray table up.
Oh, whoa.
For the takeoff.
Sorry. Oh, fuck. Oh, how do I get this thing?
I've never flown before. Will you hold my hands here?
Oh, my God.
Please.
Yeah, sure. You're fine. It's really fine. The worst part is... You're fine. The worst...
Flight attendants, please be seated for departure.
Oh, shit!
We are number one for takeoff, folks. We'll have you in the air in just a moment.
It's really okay. Once we get into the air, it'll be totally fine.
No,
and if there's ever any turbulence is actually a good thing. That means we're getting to where we want to go.
No.
No one ever crashes because
of
turbulence.
How do I get this tray table up? It's starting to pin me. It's starting to slide back and pin me.
You gotta just push it forward. It's very light. You're putting too much pressure. Don't push it down. It goes up. Push it up. Push it forward and up. You're okay. You're all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the turbulence here. We seem to have hit a low pressure pocket on our ascent. Please keep your seatbelts fastened and please place your head between your knees.
I can't.
You're already at that point.
My tray table's stuck. I can't get my head between my knees.
Just put your head on the tray table. Just put your head on the tray table.
I have to tell you something. I have to say it before I die. I killed a man.
You're not going to die.
I killed
what?
A man.
I don't even know you.
Forgive me, God.
I forgive. If we're going down, I forgive you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for the little scare there. We are through the worst of it there, and we'll be continuing our ascent to 10,000 feet. And we'll hopefully be able to remove that fastener seatbelt sign soon.
Jesus. Are you okay, sir? That thing looks like it got your tray pretty bad. Tray table looks like it pushed in your throat pretty bad. Are you okay? Oh, gosh, that was insane. Oh my God, if we would have crashed, we would have all been dead. From what I just learned. Jesus.
What'd you say, dude? What'd you learn?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Look, I don't want to make friends with any of you people, okay? I'm a first class passenger. I'm not even supposed to be back here.
Okay, show us that ticket.
Yeah.
I don't have the ticket. The ticket is in front with the first class passenger. She got
her. So you're admitting she's a first class passenger.
She's first class right now because I'm not in first class. So yeah, she's first class. And typically I am economy, but I got upgraded. For once in my fucking life, I got upgraded. And now I'm stuck back here with you plebes. With a guy with a broken trach and some murderer, and a guy who I think just got a hand job from his girlfriend as we were going down.
What?
I looked over. That's what I saw.
We thought it was over, man. We thought we were done for.
We got to pop this off now.
You were getting the hand job before we even took off. You were getting the hand job before we even took off. Okay.
Prove it.
God, I can't. You know what? I can't. I can only prove what I saw with my eyes, and it seems like nobody believes me back here. I'm gonna.
And you can't. And you can't prove that I killed a man.
You're right. You're right. I can't. But in the heat of the moment, you did say that you killed somebody, and I'll never forget it.
Prove it.
Excuse me, I am sorry to bother you folks. I'm looking for ADD. You, sir, if you want to, I've got another seat for you. Up at the front, well, one freed up. Oh, nice. Do you got one for my girlfriend? I'll be right back. Let me get on the phone and see here. Okay, yeah, I think we can make that work. Holy shit, baby, we're going first class.
Oh my God, they have cookies up there.
Yeah, right this way, folks. Right this way.
I'm actually ADD. I'm actually ADD.
Sir, you're an ADD.
I'm ADD.
You're an ADA, sir.
Yeah, you're ADA.
I know, but I have... Hold on, where's my ticket? I don't remember my heck that ticket.
ADD
is
right here, man. I got the ticket right here. Yeah, follow me right this way to the front. Thank you.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I'm moving to ADD right now because now that seat's... So excuse me. Excuse me. I'm going to sit next to this guy.
His tray is stuck. You can't get...
Your tray is still stuck? Yeah, it's a nightmare.
He's not looking good.
It is a nightmare.
I need help.
He's breathing. All right.
Yes, sir. As I told you, it was for ADD, so there's nothing I can do.
I know. I don't care about the ticket right now. This gentleman needs assistance. He's
okay.
During the
All right.
ascent, his throat got caught in between the tray table.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Sir?
Throat.
Sir? Okay. All right, sir. Ma'am, could you step out into the aisle, please? We need to get this man to the front of the plane.
So you're taking him to the front of the plane? Are you kidding me? What?
There's a doctor in the front of the plane, sir. I just need to get this man up to the front of the plane.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. All right. Now, can I please move over to ADD and you can sit? Now we can each have an aisle seat.
Yeah. Do what you want. But if they come back here, you have that. Whatever. Do what you want. Do what you want. But don't tell anyone I told you. Because I'll fucking.
You said that you didn't actually kill anybody. You said that I couldn't prove it.
I'll fucking kill you.
I know you will. I believed you when you said it.
Well, thank you for believing women, finally.
Oh my God.
Yeah, let's get into that now.
No, I don't want to.
No, come on.
I mean, we could.
You brought it up. You brought it up.
No, I didn't. I said that I did believe you, and then you said thank you for believing women as though it was a blanket statement.
You men are
talk about whatever you want. I need to put my headphones on. I need to zone out for a second.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain, and we've got a little bit of a treat for you know, something I always like to do. I learned this from Elton John, is I like to pick someone in the nosebleeds and bring them down to the front row. So, you know, on the count of three, we're going to do a little race here. The first person to hit their call button, not before I count down, is going to be moved up to a business class here. So, starting at row 70 to the back of the plane in row 80. 3, 2, 1.
What? What just happened?
All right. Flight attendants are telling me...
Why did everybody's hand just raise? Are we supposed to raise our hands for something?
Flight attendants are
One
telling me
One guy just stood up
it's...
and sprinted to the front. I think he misunderstood the rules.
Flight attendants are telling me ADC!
Yes! Oh my God, yes. Excuse me. Let me get out of here.
What? What is it? For what did you get?
Oh, the pilot was just doing a fun class. Game.
You're kidding me? You get to go to business class?
Yeah, I won the game. You put your headphones on. You didn't want to participate.
You know what, actually...
You don't want to be a part of this plane.
Get away from me. I know. You know what? You go
Excuse
up there.
Me, did you say get away from me?
I did, but I didn't mean it like all women. Get away from me. I just meant you go
you
to the
just,
front of the plane.
You want all
me.
Women
I know,
away from
I know you're a murderer.
You think women should be on a different plane, don't you?
No,
you think
I
all
don't.
Women should fly on a different plane?
Con Air.
Probably a plane shaped like a lipstick.
You're a murderer.
Is that what you think? That's what you think?
No, I don't think that. I want to be away from you because you murdered somebody. You admitted me that you murdered. So just go to first class.
And I'd do it again.
Okay, stop admitting things to me. Just go.
Ah, and there's our lucky winner. Welcome to first class, madam.
Thank you so much.
And this
much.
Will be your seat right here, 4B. All right, and I'm going to be coming around and get everybody's drink order here. I know we takeoff was a little rough, so sorry we didn't get to those in time.
It wasn't too bad for me. I'm used to that kind of thing in the military, flying high in the sky. Viva Las Vegas, as they say.
Sir,
thank you for your service.
Actually, see your ticket. Sir, could I actually see your ticket again?
Say what now?
Could I actually see your ticket again?
Oh my God! Yeah, here you go.
Okay. All right, that's what I thought. Sir, did you print this at home? Did you Photoshop this?
I didn't Photoshop. I mean, I printed it at home. I just got in a printer.
Can I see your ID?
Yeah, now that I'm looking at it, your active military sticker, like it's just like a Captain America sticker that you clearly like got from a kid's sticker book.
Well, he is the greatest soldier ever. A story told about him. I think he's more popular than any soldier.
Can I also see your voice is kind of changing. You're kind of being a little, so you're now like a Southern judge.
Well, it's hard to stay in character. Okay, here's my ID.
All right.
I was cosplaying.
Roger Philman. Let me check the passenger manifest. Okay. Yes, you are 79D.
Oof, I was just back there.
Well, let's
You're
do a vote
not
like the captain did. Let's do a vote like the captain did. Let's everyone who wants me
Sorry,
to stay
sir,
up here
please,
and keep doing
please,
my Elvis impression.
Please head to 79.
Raise your hand.
Please head to 79D.
Hit the thing as fast as you can. All right. I guess I'll go to the back then. Thank you very much, everybody, for letting me hang up here with you for a little while. Oh, 79. No one get up. Just the king has arrived to economy class. All right, here we go.
You got a problem, dude?
No. You keep on doing what you're doing.
I'm working out here. I'm working out here.
I go right over you. Thank you very much. Here we go.
Oh, did you see that guy sprint up to the front of the plane? I thought
was that you?
I thought we had a situation on our hands. Oh.
I did see that. He got tackled before he even made it to first class, though.
Man.
All right. Here we go. 79D.
Hi, mister.
Well, hey there, little lady.
I'm an unaccompanied minor.
Oh, well, that's very brave of you. Very brave indeed.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a soldier, like you. I can see by your outfit you're a soldier.
I am a soldier. Captain America, they call me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pre-muscles. Skinny Captain America, like the beginning of the movie, before he gets the serum.
Oh, thanks for ruining that movie for me.
Nah, I'm sorry about that.
Now I know there's serum. I don't even need to see it.
I'm sorry. Sorry very much. All right, well, I'm gonna grab this seat here. I'm 79D. Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
Folks, please return to your seats as soon as possible. Put those seatbelts on, fasten them tight. We're going through a little unexpected low pressure pocket here.
Oh no, I don't want to die, mister. I don't want to die. I'm about I'm flying to meet my real father.
Oh,
I never met him before.
Well, you're gonna meet your real dad. I promise you that. No one died from a little turbulence.
Folks, please brace. Please brace.
No.
Just brace. Nothing wrong with just bracing. Oh shit, the mask came down. All right, I gotta help you put the mask on.
No, they say to put yours on first and then to help the children.
Is that what they say? Oh, I'm fucking passing out.
I'll help you, sir.
I'm passing out. Please. I got tiny lungs.
No!
What the hell?
No!
You right there, son. That's why you keep your seatbelt down at all times. That's why you keep your seatbelt down at all times. Get the fuck off me, dude. Ah, God. There's a whole row of seats here now. Ah, God damn it. Ow.
Ow!
Passengers, brace for a water landing.
My arm. Oh, mister, I can't swim.
You'll be fine.
My daddy told me he would teach me on this trip.
You don't have
trip.
To swim. Just put your bottom of the chair as a flotation device. And you pull on the thing, and it turns into a life preserver.
Oh, okay.
God.
Oh, no, I pulled too hard. It's
You can have mine. You can blow it up, though.
Broken.
You can use the
can
thing on
yours?
It. Blow it up. Blow into it. I can't. I'm about to pass out. I'm about to fucking pass out. Hey, where's that guy going? God. I'm not going down. And I'm not going down in economy class. I'm going down the first class seat I fucking earned.
He's going to first class.
Hey, man, where are you going, man?
He's crawling to first class.
I'm going to first class, dude.
What? What are you
That's
doing?
My seats are first class. Huh?
What are you doing? Get in your seat.
That guy's still planking. That guy's still planking.
Excuse me, ma'am. It's me from earlier. You're in my seat.
Oh, sorry. I was sleeping. It's just so nice up here. I don't know. You should have your seatbelt on. They have all of the the lights are going crazy. Oh my God! Let me put my mask on really quick.
Oh fuck!
Your hand jumps. This guy.
We gotta crank this out. We might die.
I've been in the back of the plane. I think it's my turn to
get
be
a hand
in first
job?
Class.
I don't
okay?
know you.
No, I don't want a hand job. I couldn't get hard right now if I tried. All I want, I'm positive.
Are you
I've been
sure?
through a lot. All I want, I'm not going to try.
Come on,
all I
try.
Want is a first class seat. I just want to sit. If we're going down, I want to sit in first class.
Sir, please take the open seat. Take the open seat, sir.
I get really?
Yes. There's an open seat for the. Please, sir, quickly.
Okay, I'll take it. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. This is nice. This is much. It's actually less choppier back here.
Can you help me get this tray table up?
Oh shit! Yeah, here. Let me get this up. The fucking door! The fucking door blew up this time. Hold on to me! Oh fuck! They said that the captain actually tries to protect this part of the plane, so if we do get to go down, we're not actually going to crash.
Hey, folks, this is your co-pilot speaking. Can we have leveled out? It will not be an emergency water landing. Flight attendants, please do a head count, make sure everybody is okay, and, give everybody a free drink on me. We survived it, folks.
I told you we'd be okay. You're gonna meet your daddy. We're gonna get you to your daddy just fine.
Thank you so much, mister.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I pissed myself.
That's okay. I've been there before.
Yeah. I'm an adult man, though. It's embarrassing after the fact. I really thought we were gonna die, so no one was gonna see it. No one was gonna know about it.
Yeah, because in a water landing, we would all be wet, right?
Yeah, exactly. I could have jumped into the water immediately, covered it up. But now I'm bone dry, except for my crotch. Damn. That's a shame. That's a damn shame.
Captain?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
We have a we did the head count.
Okay.
And, we're missing one.
Okay. That ain't bad.
Also, the door blew off, right? So.
What? That's what that noise was? I thought I heard something.
Yeah.
My little thing didn't go off. So we lost a door and a passenger?
Yes, apparently so.
Okay.
I mean, we've covered up the doors, just sealed now, but...
Okay. Was it first class or was he economy?
was apparently...
What was his original... What was
an
his
economy original passenger who worked his way up into the first class cabin, so...
Okay. Well, you know, if he ends up being a first class, maybe make sure on the paper, put him in, like, ADD or something like that. Make sure that's where he came from.
Will do.
I don't want a first class passenger being the one that got sucked out.
We also need to have law enforcement waiting at the gate. We've got a couple of passengers that committed some lewd acts.
My God, Kyle, Becca, that was a good time. I love any show where people get to play multiple characters across the board, and we somehow kept it into a full mono scene on the plane. Kyle, that was a great suggestion. I do wish though somehow we got the speaker man van in there, but we'll save that for
I know
we'll save that for a future show.
Yeah,
a bonus ep, if you will. We got a little plug section here at the end where you can tell people what you're up to or where they can follow you online. So let's start with Becca. We'll go alphabetical by first name. Becca, any place people online can find you? You got any projects or shows coming up?
No.
Okay.
That's okay. You want to follow me? It's oh boy, Becca Slack across everything. My Instagram's perfect. Private, so I'd have to accept you.
Nice. That's smart. Keep it private. Keep it on the private. Kyle, how about you? Got any shows coming up? People in Chicago can see you?
Usually I don't have anything to promote, but I have been, doing a show with Mike Brunlieb and Ollie Hobson called Three Actors Living in a Cave. Oh, we do that at Logan Square Improv a couple times a month, maybe. So nice. It's, you have to keep your eye on the Logan Square Improv Instagram or my Instagram or Ollie.
Yeah.
It's a pretty fun little show we do. Nice. Yeah.
I love that theater, and that's a great space for a three-person show.
Yeah.
Tell you that much. Everybody who's listening should go follow, if you're in Chicago or if you're visiting Chicago, go follow LSI on Instagram and check out a show there, because it's a great space, great part of town too. Phenomenal. Kyle, Becca, thank you so much. Hey, if you're an improv pervert, patreon.com/improv is dead. You can join us for $5 a month. You get this episode. You get bonus episodes. You get to request episodes from us. So it's a really good time. Thank you to Matthew Williams, our editor. He edits all these pods. He's a great guy, and he's very good at what he does. And also thank you to Arnie Parrott, who did our theme song. That's Improv is Dead, and we'll see you next week.